Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Bound. This half hour, we're counting down the top most popular Motown artists, starting with number 7 and going all the way up to number 1. We'll also feature their greatest Motown song. This half hour, we'll hear from Martha and the Vandellas, The Four Tops, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Temptations, Diana Ross and the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, and Stevie Wonder. Well, first up, the 7th most popular Motown artist this half hour, Martha and the Vandellas. Well, Dancing in the Street was produced by William Mickey Stevenson, and it was written by Stevenson and Marvin Gaye. The song highlighted the concept of having a good time in whatever city the listener listened to. The idea for dancing came to Stevenson from watching people on the streets of Detroit cool off in the summer and water from open fire hydrants. They appeared to be dancing in the water, he thought. The song was conceived by Stevenson, who was showing a rough draft of the lyrics to Marvin Gaye, and he disguised it as a ballad. But when Marvin read the original lyrics, he said the song sounded more danceable. So Marvin and Stevenson collaborated, and the duo composed the single with Kim Weston in mind to record the song. Well, Kim passed on the song, unfortunately, but Martha Rees didn't. Here is Martha and the Vandellas dancing in the street, right here on Motown Memories.
Number 7. Explodes our memories with Tom Fowler.
Number 5.
Popular Motown artist. That was Smokey Robinson and his Miracles, the Tracks of My Tears. That was the 15th most popular Motown song. Before that, the Four Tops, the 6th most popular Motown artist. Great song, Reach Out, I'll Be There. The 3rd most popular Motown song. And we start with Martha Reeves and her Vandellas, Dancing in the Street. The 7th most popular Motown artist and the 6th most popular Motown song. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the top 15 Motown artists and their most popular song. Now, we're up to the 4th most popular Motown artist, The Temptations, with a great number one song, My Girl. Well, My Girl was the first Temptations single to feature David Ruffin on lead vocals. Previously, Eddie Kendricks and Paul Williams had performed most of the group's lead vocals, and Ruffin had joined the group as a replacement for former Temptation Al Bryant. Well, while on tour, as part of the Motown Motor City Review, a collective tour for most of the Motown roster at that time, Smokey Robinson caught the Temptations part of the show. The group had included a melody of soul standards in the show, one of which, The Drifters Under the Boardwalk, was a solo spot for Ruffin. Well, Smokey was impressed and he decided to produce a single with Ruffin singing lead. Smokey saw Ruffin as a, quote, sleeping giant, unquote, in the group, with a unique voice that was mellow yet gruff. Smokey thought if he could just write the most perfect song for Ruffin's voice, he could have a smash hit. Well, the song was something that Ruffin could belt out, yet something that was also melodic and sweet. Here is My Girl from the Temptations with David Ruffin on lead vocals, right here on Motown Memories.
Number 4!
So bad.
third most popular Motown artist, that was Diana Ross and the Supremes, and the fourth most popular Motown song ever, that was Where Did Our Love Go, and we started with My Girl by The Temptations, the second most popular song and the fourth most popular Motown group. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're counting down the top 15 Motown artists and their most famous song. Well, coming up, the second most popular Motown artist, Marvin Gaye, with I Heard It Through the Grapevine, which is the most popular Motown song. Well, last half hour, we heard the Gladys Knight and the Pips version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine. And as mentioned, it was a song written and produced by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong in 1966. Well, Norman Whitfield got Marvin Gaye to record the song on April 10, 1967, after the Miracles had recorded the song. Later recordings of Marvin's version took more than a month due to Whitfield's overdubbing Marvin's vocals with that of Motown backup band The Andantes' backup vocals, and including several tracks featuring the Funk Brothers on rhythm track and the Detroit Symphony Orchestra on the background. The session featuring Marvin led to arguments between the producer and the singer, particularly over vocal registry. Whitfield struggled to convince Marvin to record the song in a high rasp, a move that had worked on David Ruffin during the recording of the Temptations' hit, Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Well, Marvin eventually agreed to Whitfield's way of recording the song, and it became his most popular song. Well, here is Marvin's version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine, number one from 1968, right here on Motown Memories.
Number two. number one.
Well, the number one Motown artist of all time, Stevie Wonder, that was Superstition, his most popular song, and the number eighth most popular Motown song. And we start with Marvin Gaye, I heard through the grapevine, the number one most popular song and the second most popular Motown artist. Well, this hour, we feature the top 15 Motown artists and their most popular songs. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.